not like I got a fucking PlayStation 4 so that we all can play games together.
Hey, I have Battlefront,
Battlefront
bitch.
Fucking sucks.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. I am your host with the most, Matt, and I am here with your host.
The most.
I didn't plan this out. The host with the toast, Andy.
The most.
And the host that's a ghost, Tam.
Most. I'm a ghost.
The host with the most. Most bitches.
I don't know.
Thanks.
That was quite the compliment.
I'm glad
you
worked up to that one after a while.
Oh.
Host with the.
I came.
All right, so what's up, guys?
I have a question for Andrew.
Oh.
Andy?
Yeah.
Allergies or crazy awesome sex? Why do you have scratch marks on the side of your neck?
Neither.
Matt,
I have...
Do you want to take a guess of why he has three saber-tooth style scratch marks on the side of his neck?
Some sort of cat incident.
Fun story. I just have really fair skin, so if I were to scratch my neck, it just looks like scratch marks.
You should have said you got laid.
No.
We would have never believed.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Right. Marriage jokes.
Podcast over.
How's everybody's week?
My week's actually been a hot pile of trash.
All right, Matt, how's your week?
Elaborate, Tam.
So it was progress check week, so it was naturally just slightly more stressful, but on Tuesday, I was doing my normal routine of cleaning at work, and there is this glass desk that exists in my office, and there was one of the little plastic covers that go inside of the metal piping so that you don't cut yourself.
Okay.
Was starting to come loose. Well, I press on it with my thumb, and it doesn't go back in. It doesn't move. So I take and I place my palm on top of the glass, and I take my...
Hold on. Stop.
Yeah.
So I was kind of reading ahead on a story, and I just kind of came back in with... So I went and I put my palm on top of the glass.
Yeah.
Continue.
So I put my palm on top of the glass.
Stop. No, I'm just kidding.
And I take my my palm... And I line it up on the bumper, and I start whacking to try and push it back in. Because I know I couldn't use anything hard, so I'm like, I'll just use my hand, and if it happens to go, it goes. Well, apparently, the glass was... The structure, the metal structure was loose enough that I was moving the top of the glass it was hooked to. And the way that the desk works... Sorry for the audio podcast, I'll do this the best I can. So, like, there's a desk part that I have, a corner part, and it wraps around for another desk. Well, the long glass that I have my hand on was moving, and I think, I hit this glass into the side panel, and this glass shatters into 18 million pieces. About an hour before classes start. So I've got like 3 to 6 year olds running around wearing socks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Luckily.
How's your hand?
I definitely got cut up, but I got more cut up from cleaning up the glass.
That's why I yelled stop. I was hoping to protect your hand.
Yeah, I appreciate the warning, buddy.
Figured if you didn't finish the story that your hand would be fine.
In some alternate reality, you know, I would have just been a normal person and been like, that thing is fine there. It's not hurting anybody, and it's not even an important detail about the desk, nor is it something that needs to be cleaned right now or ever.
I'll just tell the kids not to go over there.
Yeah.
Because you know kids.
Sensei Tam says don't go.
You know, but... So, yeah, I had like an 11-hour day that day. I got there at noon, and I left at, like, I don't know, like 11:30 at night, because I had to finish cleaning up all that glass.
Damn.
Yeah. And then, like, work was fine. And then on Friday, I went in, and I cleaned the lot wearing a big leaf blower.
Oh.
And then yesterday, I just had, like, another 11-hour day.
Wait, was it one of those backpack leaf blowers? Fuck yeah!
But it's been, like, 4 hours in it, so...
Do you feel like a... When you first put it on, do you feel like a Ghostbuster?
Yes. Yes,
you
I
spent
did.
4 hours in it. I've seen where Sanmai is. Like, how the fuck did you clean that much shit up?
There's, like, the ice and... Or the salt and dirt from the winter, I had to get all of that out of the parking lot.
Out of the parking lot?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. We don't hire anybody to do that. I have to do that. Yeah.
Wow.
That's no bueno.
Yeah. And, I'm doing it because I'm trying to get a little bit of extra vacation time because I have a trip coming up in May.
Mm. If only you had vacation time.
If only I had vacation time.
Hmm. Well, I worked an 11-hour shift this week, too.
Let's go!
Not multiple ones, but one, because we've had a lot of overtime at work, so I've been picking it up.
Nice.
Sweet.
I'm waiting. Ours, they always cut overtime, like, the beginning of the year. So usually, like, September, they start realizing, oh, there's a lot of shit that we didn't do the beginning of the year. We'll open up overtime, so...
Yeah, so, like, they've had it overtime open for, like, the next couple weeks for a while. And they don't have any open for May yet. And I'm starting to think they might not have any up until, like, Mother's Day. And then that'll open up. Because people buy shit on Mother's Day.
When is that? Is that June?
No, it's May. It's, like, May...
Oh, Father's Day is June.
Second week of May? Something
Dude,
like
you
that.
Know what's shitty? There's no, like, son or daughter day. It's just your birthday.
Well, the fucking... You get shit all year by having parents.
No! When you move out, you're done.
Well, you're fucking almost 30.
I know.
The trip that I'm taking is actually on Mother's Day. It's that Mother's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Are you going with your mom?
I'm not bringing my mom to Las Vegas.
Ah, come on.
But it's for a card game tournament. And yeah. If I win, I get to be immortalized in this card game as a character.
Okay.
So,
if you win, you get an evening with everyone's mom.
Yes, I get an evening. No, I'm going to have some homage to my mom on the card, and that's going to be my Mother's Day present.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Isn't it?
That's awesome.
Yeah, what a cop-out answer, huh? Hey, mom, I'm not going to be there because I'm trying to go win your present. I got to win it big out in Vegas.
I'm doing it, mom. I'm doing it.
Trying to find out when. I know it's like. When is Mother's Day? It's probably a stupid thing to... Oh, because Sunday, May 14th.
May 14th.
Yeah, I'm leaving, like, the 11th, coming back the 15th.
Damn. My mom's going to... I think that's the day my mom gets back from New York, so I'm going to have to do something. No, I'm just kidding.
Joke's on you, mom.
God damn it. Why aren't you still in New York?
Just stay another day.
Your present should just be like another $200 to keep her in New York for a day.
You're spending money, mom.
Go see Cats.
Go see Cats. Have you guys ever seen a Broadway play?
No.
Not on Broadway, but yeah, I have.
Where'd you go see?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
I've seen.
Where'd you see Chicago?
Like I said, it's not on Broadway, but no, I saw it at the Orpheum.
So you saw. A play that's there in New York called Chicago and Omaha?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Podcast is over.
Does Phantom of the Opera count?
I was going to count it as one of mine.
All right. Then, yeah, Phantom of the Opera.
I've seen all mine out in Vegas.
Nutcracker?
What was the production value? Was it like
it was at the Orpheum, so it was like the high
was
quality.
Was it like a traveling Nutcracker, or was it like the Opheum put on the Nutcracker?
No, it was the traveling Nutcracker.
I'd count it.
All right.
I saw Phantom of the Opera, I've seen Lion King, and I saw Cirque du Soleil Ka twice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I saw the Beatles Cirque du Soleil in Vegas.
Oh, so bad.
It's awesome. I've seen Blue Man Group, too. That's what we saw in Vegas. Dude, it's fucking bomb.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I recommend it.
Do you get splooged on by a...
I was in the third row, so some hit my shoe.
Does anybody have to snort cocaine off the blue guy's dick?
No, I wish.
Oh.
I wish.
The bright white cocaine on that deep blue penis.
It's the showstopper.
Yeah. Someone dies. That's why it stops, that's why it stops the show.
Blue just man. Flat out has a heart attack.
I don't fuck around.
All right. So, I finally, after many months of deliberation, bought Overwatch.
What a fucking dork.
I should have bought this game earlier.
Fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck you, you little bitch.
I wonder why nobody said anything.
Nobody did. Because it's trash.
This game is, it's clearly an underground hit. I've been trying to tell people about it. And they're like, over what?
Over what? Underlook? That's what?
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
Underlook.
It's crazy. Like, I really like getting games from indie developers because you can tell they don't have any restrictions put on what they put in the game.
All memes aside, how are you actually liking it?
It's pretty fun. Yeah. Like, I have yet to really find a character like I don't like playing.
Yeah.
I don't like May.
May is the fucking devil. Fuck that fucking character. That dumb skank whore.
Tyler plays as May.
Oh, fuck him.
And we had a good thing going with the May-Mercy combo.
You're good with Mercy.
Thanks.
Yeah. We were playing.
I am good with Mercy.
We were playing.
I understand.
Uprising.
You guys are playing on the PC,
the portable console.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand. It's not like I got a fucking PlayStation 4 so that we all can play games together.
Hey, I have Battlefront, bitch. Battlefront
fucking sucks.
I have Battlefront.
We're definitely going to play Battlefront 2, but...
Yeah.
Battlefront 1, I played like 3 hours of that game and I was like, Jesus Christ, I don't care. God, I don't care. I just want to play Conquest and I want to be a clone trooper and I want
to... Well, the second one looks to be more, a lot more...
Game.
Yeah.
It's a lot more game.
Still getting all those DLC packs, though.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about how, like, everyone except Tam plays Overwatch on PC...
Yeah.
...is that, like, every night I've wanted to play, there's been somebody to play with.
I need to add Skylar. I need to get his name from you.
Yeah, dude, Skylar's on, like, 24/7. Is like, he? I always see Skylar awesome. On.
Yeah.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. Skylar's always on.
Is he back at base, by the way? Like, I've messaged him a couple times, and we've had, like, one word...
No, he can
word...
be tagged.
Oh, okay.
That was a schoolyard joke. Playing the game.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. The look of confusion on Andy's face.
I was like, Facebook tagging? That's that's fine.
I'm in my 20s.
Yeah.
I haven't played with him yet. But I do see him on all the time.
He's very good.
Is he?
Is he?
Yeah.
No, maybe I shouldn't play with him, though.
Just don't play against him.
Yeah,
I don't want to drag him down.
I used to play D.Va, but then she got nerfed more than Super Soaker.
I like D.Va. She's one of my favorite characters.
I claimed to be the world's best D.Va, and then she got fucking nerfed. And she's just like hella dead all the time. So I just started playing Tracer, just like zipping around.
Pew, 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 pew.
Zip, zip, zip.
The Tracer's fun, but I feel like every time I play Tracer, I get like two shots in and then I'm dead.
The way I play Tracer more as a support than an aggro character. I'm the one who like does 90% of the damage, and then you've got like a random shot from a D.Va just be like, got him. Like, that's how I play Tracer. It's like I'm just supposed to be annoying. You're supposed to focus on me. I'm supposed to DPS and then get the fuck out of there.
I enjoy playing Sombra. I like her.
Sombra is really cool. Yeah, she's like fun. How fair she is.
I like Sombra's play of the game.
The hack?
Yeah. So funny. It starts with somebody else and then Sombra hacks it.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that yet. I don't see a lot of people play Sombra.
It's because she's so fair. She's a very fair character. Hmm. She's got a lot of startup and ending lag and all of her stuff. So, like, in order to go invisible, like, you can't do anything for, like, 2 seconds. And then she sprints. And then to get out of it, there's, like, another 2 seconds where you can't do anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll fix
her. She's a fair character.
They'll fix her eventually.
Doubtful.
I'm really liking Marisa. She's fun.
I actually haven't played since the new character or the new bot game has been released. I haven't had an interest.
Oh, we played the bot game.
Yeah. It's fun. It's really fucking hard.
It's fucking hard.
Yeah. It's fun. It's generally fun. Like, I like PvE games, like people versus environments. I love those types of games. But god damn, is it hard. Even with custom hero mode, which I thought would be a lot easier. No. Because there's the mode with Reinhardt, Tracer, Mercy, and I can
Torbjorn.
Torbjorn. And that's like the main mode.
That's like the story. Like, yeah, these people were actually in this event.
But then you can play, there's another mode where you can play any characters, any four characters. And so I was like, oh, that should be pretty easy. You know, you can pick some like strong ass characters and be good. Still fucking hard.
I think the only time we won was when we played like the restricted four character.
Yeah. Because I think they make, I wonder if they make it a little easier with that. Because since you can pick any character, they make it a little harder. But
yeah.
But also, those four characters were, if you teamwork the best, those four characters can destroy too. Especially Reinhardt's shield.
Yeah, when I was playing as Mercy, I allowed exactly one death.
Yeah, that's a good Mercy player.
Although to be fair, Andy died. I think Andy died twice, yeah. But one time I revived him.
Yeah.
Like with Mercy's ult. So.
Heroes never die.
Yeah, heroes never die. And then the other time, someone had to get Andy. And then I committed seppuku.
As you should.
I have brought shame to the Mercy.
He will be remembered as an honorable healer.
Seppuku. He couldn't heal his own wounds.
Only heroes die.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. I also played Junkrat a couple times. And
Junkrat's fun.
Yeah, Junkrat's pretty sweet.
Junkrat gets shit on a bit for, I guess, being kind of a crappy character, but he's fun. I like just lobbing grenades.
I have a very funny video about Junkrat that we can watch after the podcast, but it's why it's part of the reason I actually picked up Overwatch was this video about Junkrat. Yeah,
huh.
I had friends telling me that this game is awesome, and I watched this video and was like, all right, this looks really cool. This just looks like a funny thing.
Nice.
Fun environment to play in.
For all you
kids out there, it's on the Cosmonaut Variety Hour YouTube channel. Have fun spelling Cosmonaut.
I also played as Reinhardt, which was all right. It was kind of boring, to be honest. And then I played as McCree, which I didn't really...
Dude,
like that much.
Like, I understand why a lot of people play McCree. That dude's fucking powerful, but I just suck at playing him. I've been raped many a times by a McCree in a game.
I saw, like, I was like, wow, McCree, his character look and concept, I love the look of cowboys. I think they look really cool. But I was like, I can never get headshots to save my life, and he's a headshot character. But I saw a really interesting way to practice is you like go into training mode and you put headshots only on, and like you pick a very specific character. I think it was like Ana. Like you have to pick as Ana as like the person AI. Playing against. Yeah. And you just play that way. Oh, it's because Ana can't headshot you. Headshots don't count if she's shooting you, so you'll never die. So there's just a wave of enemies coming in. Because her gun, no matter where it hits, just hits.
Oh.
It doesn't count as headshot or not.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah. So you're invincible, and you just practice your headshots on six Anas.
Huh.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good idea.
I saw it on like a YouTube video of six things to get you better to Overwatch. Stay on the fucking payload, number one.
I was catching up on Overwatch memes since I'm months behind.
Right. About a year behind.
You know what's funny is there were just constantly things about Genji running around saying he needs healing.
Yeah.
The only time like someone has completely bugged me for healing was Genji.
Yeah.
He would just fucking run away and then be like, I need healing. It's like, well, get the fuck back here, Genji. Jesus Christ. God.
That makes me actually want to play that game.
Has anyone ever experienced these things?
I think I might play. Get mad because I suck now, and then quit. Break the disc. Never play ever again.
All right, guys. Long opening segment here. You want to get into gaming?
Really quick, you said break a disc. So I've been, next time I think my nephew's over, he's like 8 or 9, I'm going to do this because since I have the PS3 copy of Grand Theft Auto 5 and the PS4 copy, so I always put Grand Theft Auto away because I'm like, I was around 12, 13 when I started playing GTA. I was like, the game's just fucked up. Like, I don't want a little kid going around, because this kid, I'll let him play Infamous Second Son, and he just goes around and just murders people and talks mad shit. And I'm like, I don't want to, you know, make that worse with Grand Theft Auto and real guns and stuff. So there are a couple times that I've left him alone, like Camilla had like fallen asleep and I went to go like take a shower or something. He pops that game in really quick and we'll try and like play it or something. So I think I'm going to leave the PS3 one out, let him like pop it in. Then I'm going to come out and be like, dude, what? Like freak out and then just break the fucking disc in front of him.
Oh, good.
That sounds awesome.
I know.
Please, oh, good. He won't be scarred.
No. Please record it.
I know. Because, yeah, that the PS3 one's worth like $2 now, so I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Please record it.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Here we go, guys. Right.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more. I need it. This is Gaming News.
Yeah.
SpongeBob jokes just fucking crack me up. They just get me every time.
Whenever I see the, like the new animation SpongeBobs, I don't like. I'm like, ooh, I don't like these.
I don't like the animation. I still think the jokes are pretty funny.
Are they? I haven't watched them for the content. I just see it. And I'm like,
As soon as I hear that deep bass line, I just start chuckling because I know it's coming. Like the do 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 do. I'm like, here it is. Here it is.
All right, so I don't know if you guys know this game off the top of your head, but I'm going to say it and let it sit there for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Two Worlds 2
gets
an extremely tardy add-on next month.
See, I know the title, but I don't remember the game.
I thought you were making another Overwatch joke.
So Two Worlds 2 is getting a DLC, Call of Tenebrae. It'll launch on May 25th, 2017.
Sweet.
It's releasing as DC for Two Worlds 2 owners. It's $10 standalone. Or no, $10 for Two Worlds 2 owners and as a standalone for $15 or whatever. Whatever.
When did Two Worlds 2 come out?
And it's apparently the DLC is 10 plus hours long. Two Worlds 2 came out in early 2011.
Oh, sorry. 2007 was the original. My bad. Oh, okay. Wikipedia worded that weird.
2011, so it's been...
2011, so it's been six years. And they're releasing DLC for it.
It's a dedicated dev group.
I wonder if they just got bored, like the developer, like, let's do this. Let's fucking do this, guys.
Either that, or they were like, they were trying to rev up for the next project, and were like, all right, let's do some experimenting on what we can do. Let's split the groups in three or whatever, and let's all make a game. I've heard of devs doing that to like get their creative juices flowing and take like a small break from like their big project. And it's possible that this was like just a really cool idea, and they were like, "What could we apply this to?"
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Hey, Two World 2, that game that came out 6 years ago. Somebody will pay $10 for this, maybe.
So it says here, as unlikely as this release may seem, it only sets the stage for more Two Worlds. Reality Pump. That's the developer, also states that another expansion, Shattered Embrace, is slated for holiday season.
Huh. That's so interesting.
And that's all leading to Two Worlds 3, which is presumably still in production.
Oh, you're probably right then, Tam. Maybe they're using the DLC to, like, ramp into 3, too.
Well, and they say here Two Worlds 3 is presumably still in production, so I think people really didn't know until... I think they're making the same connection that Tam is here.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool.
Look at me. I'm good at games journalism.
You're a game journalist. Yay.
I'm taking other people's actual hardworking journalism, and I'm talking over it.
God damn, I had something good to say about this. Oh, well.
Just read it.
I know it was good because I came up with it.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th is coming out in late May.
Ah.
Do they have a price for it? I bet it's going to be like $30.
$40.
$40. Maybe I'll wait for a sale.
Why wouldn't they wait for an actual Friday the 13th release date? That's what I would do. I wouldn't care if the game was done in May and the first Friday the 13th of 2017 is in November.
Probably because they want to start getting paid.
Eh, fuck that. Yeah.
When's it come out again?
It comes out. It just says late May right now. Oh, no. May 26th. May 26th.
So end of next month.
That's twice the 13s.
No!
And get this. It's a Friday.
It's so scary.
You played the beta, didn't you?
I did play the beta.
How'd you like it?
It was super fun to play as Jason. Playing as the camp counselors was almost fun.
Oh.
So hopefully they made some changes.
All right. That was a while ago, though, you played the beta.
It was in December.
Yeah, so they probably made a lot of changes.
The camp counselors, it seemed to be really easy to, like, not do anything. Like,
oh, really?
Everyone's going to different cabins, and then you end up going to the one that doesn't have anything in it. And people are already, like, way ahead of you grabbing other stuff. So you're just like, all right, well, I'll meet you at the car.
That's cool.
Did you bring gas money? No, there wasn't any gas money in my cabin. Get out.
Get out. Can't have you here.
What? For the record, the next Friday the 13th is in October.
Oh. That would have been perfect.
It probably would have been perfect, yeah.
Just work on it a little longer.
Yeah, keep working on the game. Do something. Add more Jasons. Put Freddy in there.
Add more Jasons.
You get little larger shoulder bust Jason.
You get Jason X.
You do get Jason X. He is in the game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
You get Jason from the Mortal Kombat guest appearance.
Yeah. You get Scorpion.
Oh, that'd be such bullshit. Keep fucking just putting Scorpion
come
in
over here from across the map.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Oh, one of the camp counselors ends up being Scorpion.
That'd be pretty hype.
But it's just a skin. You don't get anything else. So you're just like, no. Yeah.
There's a, if you die as one of the camp counselors, there's like a second phase of the game where you respawn as, I wish I knew his name, but he was from like Jason 2 or something, Friday the 13th 2. He's a policeman with a shotgun.
Oh, okay.
And it has exactly one shot, but you could stagger Jason. That'd be great if like they spent more time working on that and you respawn to Scorpion.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Come to bring you back to hell.
That'd be cool.
Damn.
I'll probably get that game on a sale. It looks good.
I've been watching a...
Like a Duke Nukem sale?
No, not a Duke Nukem sale. Maybe like $20.
Oh, okay.
I've been watching a lot of the MKXL like fatalities and arcade mode endings and stuff. They had a lot of sweet characters. They added Tremor. They added Triborg, which you could play... Like, Triborg can be Smoke, Sektor, or Cyrax, or if you unlock, you can also be Cyber Sub-Zero.
That reminds me of that tree from Tekken. It's like this tree, it's like basically a bunch of tree stumps put together, mm-hmm. but it would randomly select a character that the tree stump would like emulate in the game. So you could be one character one game, one character a different game, but he would just like pick random fight styles.
There was a character like that in Soul Calibur 2.
Was there?
Oh, yeah.
Soul Calibur 2.
Mimic
was good.
Or something like that.
Yeah, that was Mimic's gimmick.
But Mortal Kombat XL also adds Jason, Leatherface, Alien, and Predator.
Yeah.
Forgot about Alien.
I would love if they added Freddy Krueger, but he was in the last one, so they're probably not going to add him.
No.
I play this dumb card game called UFS that's all about like fighting games come to life.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually we're going to be getting a Mortal Kombat set, like it's slated to release. And I think it'd be really cool if we could get those DLC characters in the game. It's not going to happen. But it'd be really cool.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Yeah. Then you could play as Leatherface.
Yeah. Or, you know, Alien. That sounds
screw that.
Sick as fuck.
I think another Alien vs. Predator game would be fun. The first two were good.
Oh, I was watching, like, the funny character intros when they start, like, a game, like, a match. And I think it's Johnny Cage. It's like, shut your big mouth and your little mouth up.
How are you feeling about Injustice 2? Are you excited, fellas?
I am, but I'm, like I've mentioned before, I'm just going to wait for the Ultimate Edition to come out because I don't. And it'll usually, and it's usually a little cheaper too.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna do the same thing, but the videos are hype as shit.
Yeah. Oh god.
Brainiac got announced. Ooh.
I also don't know if.
Oh, that Brainiac trailer was so good.
It's so good.
If I'm gonna get it for PC or PS4, probably whichever one has it cheaper first. That's
I was not planning on picking this game up, but Andy, if you tell me right now that you'll get it on the PlayStation 4 if it's cheaper or whatever, I will look into picking it up. After you pick it up on the PlayStation 4, I'll pick it up.
When it comes to getting it, I'll let you know.
All right, but yeah, I would appreciate
whichever
that,
one
fella.
Has it cheaper first.
Thank you. I really
most
want
likely
fight
Steam,
stick.
Which is almost guaranteed to be Steam.
Yeah.
When you guys are looking at me for Christmas, birthday, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa presents, I want a fight stick. I want one so bad.
Build one. There's some fun tutorials out there for building them. Have your dad build one with you.
Oh, dude, you could totally build one.
Yeah, they're so fun. And I guess it's a little cheaper than buying.
Damn, like, you have the power.
Yeah.
I don't have the power. My father does.
But do it with your dad.
My father was a Jedi.
It'll be a nice father-son bonding.
Damn, I guarantee with some research you could totally do it.
Yeah. I know. I have some.
Plus, you can get kits.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't have to, like, go and, like, buy each individual transistor yourself.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's fight stick kits, but, yeah, you still build it yourself. You fucking build it in a pizza box if you want, for God's sakes. Yeah.
But scribble the Ninja Turtles on there?
Sure, yeah. But, yeah, if you want to. Do
I'll
it with your... Yeah,
I'll
do it
see.
With your
Let's talk about it a little more after the podcast.
Oh,
if you could send me a link to whatever it is that you're talking about, that would be cool.
On it.
You know what we could do is, like... I don't know who would do it, but we could get like a painting of you like as the Sistine Chapel on the fight stick. Yeah. It's like
you
touching
what?
Like
what do you want it for? What device?
PlayStation.
Before. All right.
Like touching the stick is Tam. It's the Sistine Chapel.
That'd be really cool. To build it.
Or just Tam's on the fight stick, completely nude.
Yeah.
With just like this monster dong.
Yeah.
And he has to go to like these tournaments. He's like, check out my fight stick.
Tam's is this real?
Yeah. Instead of my dong, it is the stick.
Oh, that's even better.
That's so
pretty
funny.
Sweet.
Oh, crap. I just closed a tab. I didn't mean to close. Going back.
No.
AMD boss hypes the hell out of Fallout 4 VR.
Huh.
Dude, they're showing it off at this E3. They've confirmed it.
He says, quote, "We'll change the industry."
Didn't they say that about Fallout 4?
No. They just said it was a good level up from Fallout. But, yeah, man.
That's exciting.
That'll be like, I think that would be the first AAA game on VR. Oh, that's a lie. Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
Or 7. Just 7. Resident Evil, sorry, yeah.
Resident Evil 7. AMD Vice President Roy Taylor, speaking to MCV, he calls it the Mario and Sonic the Hedgehog of VR. In the way that it will change the way we think about VR, it's a groundbreaking VR title. Problem number one out of the gate. It's going to be an HTC Vive exclusive.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
That's my long-run plan of the Vive.
Why would you do that to the PlayStation?
With an already fragmented landscape, it's going to be a hard sell.
I think it'll be fine. I
think the game will be good, but I don't know if it's going to sell very well, considering that there's a bunch of different options for VR out there.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what they can do with it. Very optimistic.
The way they sound like they like started with like 12 dudes and then we're like this could actually do something, and now they got like a whole team working on it.
I just want to experience me living in the world with my husbando, howling and dance.
I have to.
You mean that dirty synth?
Don't you fucking talk about it in that way.
Oh, me and Preston know what's up. We've been talking. The Commonwealth all knows.
Dude, one of my favorite cosplay videos I've seen is somebody's interviewing, who's the guy that was, like, the mayor of
the mayor of Hancock.
Hancock. Someone's interviewing a Hancock cosplayer, and out of fucking nowhere, a Preston cosplayer is busting this interview, and he's like, "It doesn't matter what they're talking about. I got another settlement that needs your help." And just the way he like interjected into this interview was fucking fantastic.
That's awesome. Do you know who's not a dirty synth?
Who?
Piper.
Anyone, but whatever. Fucking Paladin Dance. Paladin, I can't remember his title. He's a title. He went to Paladin school.
Oh, he's not a Paladin anymore, I guess. It depends on what line you went through.
Hmm.
If you decide to keep him alive, he quits. Can't be a Paladin if you quit.
Because his whole life's a lie.
Because Paladin Dance is a good person.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You know what Paladin Dance reminds me of, his situation? Reminds me of that Chappelle Show skit with the blind KKK member. And he finds out he's black.
Damn, I sent you a guide on how to build a joystick.
How exciting!
Took me a second.
Nintendo has killed the NES Classic in North America.
Everyone thinks that there's going to be the Super NES for Christmas this year, the Super NES Classic.
They said it wasn't meant to be an ongoing long-term project. With that, I say, go fuck yourself.
Dude, if they did an N64 Classic, I would fucking get in that. You can still get GameCubes, but I guess N64 too. But
you fucking show me where you can get a GameCube.
Gamers, bro.
You show me where you can get a CRTV.
My house?
eBay.com.
I have like four sitting in the parents' house.
Really?
Yeah.
How big are they?
One's like a 13-inch, one's a 26, one's a... I just know the 13 and 26 are...
Value there. On the 13? I've got some That's LA.
Mine.
What?
That's mine.
God damn it.
That's what I use to play my PS2 on.
Dude, I want to play GameCube games!
And my PS1. But I haven't used that in a while. Ever since I got the Raspberry.
Microsoft is looking to add a refund service for Xbox One and Windows 10 games.
It'll be just like Steam, which is nice.
I was going to say, like, they're looking at it, like, just copy what Steam does.
Yeah. Just Steam's is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, that Green Man one, the Army Man game.
Oh, yeah.
The Plastic Army Man. I bought that thinking it was going to be awesome. It was fucking horrible. And so, yeah, I only played like an hour of it and returned it.
You know what? I have that game now, I think. It came in a Humble Bundle.
Oh, I did not like it at all. It was really fragmented.
I know. When I first found out about it, I was like, Andy, we need to play this game. And you're like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I saw it and went home and bought it because I was so fucking pumped for it.
Yeah.
And it was not good.
Yeah. I eventually got it, but it was with other things that I actually wanted. Next up for Amiibo, new Link figures, more Smash Bros. Figures, two Clouds, two Bayonettas.
Oh, two Clouds? Oh. But two Links, Tam?
I'm or so one Link, sorry. A Link. Excited. What Link is it?
You guys are ahead of me. Nintendo's
I know what it is. Hold on. It's a
trio of
the
Link
Majora's
figures.
Mask Link, yeah?
Majora's Mask, Twilight Princess, Skyward Sword.
Really?
Yeah.
All three of them?
Yeah.
Link's the most Jesus. Popular selling Amiibo.
Guess when they're available. You ready for this?
Right now.
June 23rd.
That's the day before my birthday.
It is.
Oh, shit, Tam. Just Abby. Abby.
That's what she got me for my 2 year. She got me all of the...
Good quality.
Yeah.
Quality podcast.
All the Breath of the Wild Amiibos.
Aw, that's nice.
God, that game was so good.
Well, I'm glad.
Matthew.
I'll get it when I get a GameCube.
Hello. Tamer.
What?
I get a game.
You should play Breath of the Wild on your Wii U.
I
would let you borrow it, but I'm not done with it yet.
No.
Why?
You bought the physical Overwatch?
Yeah, it was cheaper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. I bought it when they did the Year of the Chicken sale or whatever.
Year of the Rooster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was on sale.
It was like $5 cheaper on Amazon than the digital download.
Oh. Nice.
And I wasn't like...
That's weird.
I wasn't like dying to play it that minute, so I just got on Amazon Prime.
Nice. Is it one of those games that came with just a digital download code, or was it actual disc?
No, it was an actual disc. It was a legit disc.
Those are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I've yet to get one, but I expect sometime in the future. Well, I don't physically buy PC games anymore.
But Two Clouds, Two Corins, and Two Bayonetta are available on July 21st.
So cool. I have a bit of an amiibo collection. And by that, I mean I have like...
Sounds like you have a bit of an amiibo problem.
I got like over 20 amiibo.
Over 20 amiibo.
Yeah.
Ooh, the Cloud ones are
Do
nice.
I get both, like all six of those, or no? Do I just get one of each, the ones that I want?
Just get the ones that you want.
Yeah, but I bet he wants them all.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I do want them all from the Smash Brothers line. That would be very cool, but I didn't start until like wave two. So I don't have things like Marth.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all.
I do have Jigglypuff, but I don't think I have Pikachu. I don't know. It's like displayed.
Alrighty, guys. That'll do it for gaming news. Let's move into technology where I really don't have much.
Oh, thank God. I feel like this podcast has been going on for 8 hours.
Yeah, we are up to the, from what I see now, the 40-minute mark. So, good news. I don't have much.
I am programmed for your pleasure.
Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is technology news.
Please assume the position.
So, YouTube came out with their restricted mode, and there was a lot of people angry. A lot of videos just suddenly get put in restricted mode for pretty innocuous reasons. And then, of course, now you're not getting the ad revenue off of it. They have now made 12 million videos accessible in restricted mode. Most of it was LGBT content that went into restricted mode just for being LGBT content.
Oh, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
What's the age limit that they're trying to restrict? That's the question that I have here.
I don't think it's an age limit. I think it's a just turn on or turn off.
But what's their target demographic for this? Like, obviously, we're not the target.
Probably, like, under 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I...
But you could be 40 years old and turn it on.
You're right. You're right. But I could also be 40 years old and turn on safe search. Or not safe search. Parental controls on my...
Good old safe search.
That's a Freudian slip. I can turn on parental controls on my anything. The question is like, has YouTube come out and been like, this is, I'm trying to protect 12-year-olds from this. Because a 12-year-old doesn't need to know about, like, your lesbian relationship. But they also don't need to know about your straight relationship either. So, like, if that's what they're trying to do, that I think that's okay. As long as they're catching not sexual, but, like, relationship-type things for, like, a 12-year-old. Like, that's fine.
I could see sexual, but relationship-type things. I don't think that's a big deal.
I don't know. It's... Like, I have this mindset of, like, it's totally okay as long as... It's either, like, that comedy thing. Either it's all okay or none of it's okay. So, like, if they are cracking down on gay, trans content, then they should also catch straight content. If you're talking about your relationship, like, like if me and my girlfriend had a YouTube channel, and it was about our relationship, we should get flagged there.
Yeah, I see. Well, I agree with you that all of it should be like, if you're going to do one, do the other.
Yeah.
But when you say like just simply relationship stuff, I don't think that's like, I don't think that falls under mature subject.
But
maybe if you're talking about your sex life.
Yeah. So, yes, I agree. Nobody wants to hear about my girlfriend fucking me with a strap on.
Yeah, well, unless it's on 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Right, unless it's on 3-Hit Combo Podcast. PC stands for podcast. I don't know. Like, I really don't want to sound rude or insensitive. Like, that's not my goal. I'm okay with, like, 12-year-olds not knowing about that much of life. But if it's like, the safe search just for like under 18, a 16-year-old can totally handle the fact that two men are in a relationship or two women are in a relationship or the fact that you had an operation. Like, that's totally okay. It just all depends on what YouTube is trying to protect their users from or limit their users
from.
Well,
that's one of the biggest problems is we can only kind of guess.
Yeah, they just need to be more transparent.
It seems like it's under 18, but you know they did issue a non-apology. They haven't really specifically said anything. It's just restricted mode. Here's what they have under restricted mode. What's restricted is content about drugs and alcohol, graphic descriptions of violence, mature subjects, which is incredibly broad.
Yeah.
Terrorism and war, swearing and sex. Swearing.
Swearing.
Poop. Swearing.
Not a swear word, but.
So that's a little rough because you can get plenty of swearing on just cable TV anytime. So.
They don't say motherfucker, though.
Nope, you're right. They got one.
Everybody gets one.
When was the last time I heard the word dyke on cable TV?
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know, South Park.
That's fair. Ah, South Park. Good times.
Yeah, so apparently Google deemed all LGBT-themed content as sexually explicit, even if it was just... Like, there was one video here that they reference immediately. A video about someone's decision to come out as trans. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not sexually explicit, but...
You're right.
But they deemed it so.
Huh.
And I mean, who are you gonna complain to Google about? Google?
Yeah.
Like, Google. I guess, like, I have this idea of, like... I'm going to once again go back to like a 12-year-old. A 12-year-old doesn't need to know the difference between gay, straight, bi, trans, whatever. Like I wouldn't want a 12-year-old to go, "Hey, I'm straight." Like, shut up, you're 12.
I mean, 12 seems like a time where when you should start learning about that. You're becoming a teenager. You should at least know it exists, you know.
I guess.
Yeah, I could see in middle school.
I know
nowadays,
a 12-year-old doesn't have like enough information probably to say, "Oh, well, I'm this or that." But 12-year-olds also just come up with a lot of things in their head to begin with. That will probably move on.
That's fair.
Unless it may stick, but it'll stick when they're older and really understand.
Yeah.
Google also now provides a forum where users can submit videos they believe should be available in restricted mode, which says it will be used to improve its automated systems.
At least they're, like, making some sort of a stride to fix it. They could just say, like, tough titties and move on.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Only time will tell.
All right. Well, that is all I had for technology news. Yeah, just one.
I have a news of technology.
Okay.
This link that you sent me, it left out the word two. It was game create, so you want build arcade stick? That's all the technology news I had.
All right, cool. Let's go into news.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Three-hit
combo. All right, here's something I wanted to get out of the way. Do you guys remember April the Giraffe?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, that stupid fucking giraffe has finally given birth to its stupid fucking kid.
Good.
Stupid giraffe.
I think
fucking hate it.
I actually watched that birth.
So. So here's.
May or may not have.
So here's the problem with this fucking giraffe. At work, we have these TVs throughout the call center that show, like, how many people are in queue? How many people are waiting for calls? What our service level is? Very important work-related numbers that we need to know. But the first time this giraffe was ready to give birth, the fucking giraffe was on every screen. And we were watching this giraffe getting ready to give birth, which, by the way, it didn't. It was like a month and a half later it gave birth. So we spent the whole day not knowing where the fuck our calls are at, because we had to watch this giraffe sit there and just, like, pretend to give birth for, like, the whole day.
Why did the office care about that giraffe?
Because the person that is way at the top of that decision-making when it comes to call queues and work-related things like that and staffing really wanted to watch it.
They didn't have a computer? Or?
Oh, no, they have computers. They have 1,000 computers. but they wanted it on every screen in the whole call center.
God damn.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so interesting fucking pissed. It was the dumbest fucking thing ever. And then it didn't even give birth.
But it did now. Did she miss it?
It did now.
Did he miss it? I don't want to assume gender.
I don't know if she missed it.
Ah, thank you.
But I know it was not on the screens that time. That's but funny. As soon as we all heard that the giraffe gave birth, everyone at work was like, thank God. We don't have to worry about that again. All right. People are locked in a 50-hour kissing contest for a free car.
Andy?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, let's go do it. You'd need to shave, though. Mm. I'd need to shave as well, though.
You don't quite understand. Since 7 a.m. on Monday, this past Monday. Okay, so this story is a little old, so we'll get there. Contestants have been pressing their lips on to two different cars.
Oh no.
The Kiss a Kia contest started with 20 people. By Tuesday afternoon, it was down to 11. Different candidates left for, quote, different reasons. A representative for iHeartRadio said some left voluntarily. Some were called out for their lips coming off the car. Everyone has been in great spirits, even those called out. Fortunately, there are 10-minute breaks each hour.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay. Right, no, cool. We're fine then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know what I would do? I would, like, during the 10-minute break, I would haul my ass to the bathroom, and I would spend 9 minutes in the bathroom, and I would come out, and hopefully there's still a line of people needing to go to the bathroom. So either they have to spend the time in the bathroom or miss the break, or they have to go back for another hour and can't make it because they have to pee.
You did.
I'm a genius.
I was playing my phone the whole time. That'd be rough, though.
And they said every hour seems longer than the one before it.
I bet.
They're not still going, are they?
No.
Okay. I would still require you to shave, Andy. I don't want you to scruff up my car.
I wish I could tell you the winner, but it doesn't happen in here. They said after 50 hours, if there are people still hanging on, one of their names will be drawn at random to determine a winner.
Oh, so it doesn't injure them.
Doesn't what?
Injure them. Past 50 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they only, I mean, that's like them not eating for 2 days.
Apparently this was on Facebook Live.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you guys hear about that guy that shot another guy on Facebook Live?
Yeah, I watched it.
Fucked up.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
I don't want to go like more into that, but holy shit.
Mm-hmm. It good he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He deserves it.
Don't remember his name. Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
All right, guys. That will do it for this episode of 3A Combo Podcast.
Good.
So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3ACombo Podcast, twitter.com/3ACombo PC. Search for us on YouTube, 3A Combo Podcast, and email us your nudes at 3ACombo Podcast@gmail.com. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.